Nedarim, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Gimel. The next type of neder, which we consider not piv v'libe shoven, and therefore it's not chal in the first place, is nidrei anosim. Nidrei anosim refers to a neder that a person makes under duress. Hidir chaver sheyoychal etzloi, his madir b'hano somebody, like we said before, it's not a posh tzach to have somebody eat by you. So Ruvain is madir hano from Shimon that he should eat by him. But the reason why the actual meal couldn't be served with the guest there is because either the guest got sick, the balabais got sick, somebody in the family is in the hospital. He was an oinis. There was a river preventing him from being there at the time that they made up. These are nidorim that he didn't mean to make, and therefore they're not chal. Now it's interesting because he assers bahano on himself or on somebody else. Moedi tochen that it's obvious to us that the only reason why he's making the neder is only because the person should eat by him, shouldn't eat by him, should come, should not come. And if the person actually does come, then he doesn't want the neder to be chal. But he never spoke of it as a tenai. L'chor, such a thing should be mishpetet normally, have by a get. Reuven wants to divorce his wife. He gives her a get. And the only reason why he's masking to give her a get is because she's going to give him $250,000. He's an extortionist. If he doesn't make it b'tnai and speak it out, I'm giving you a get b'tnai that you're going to give me $250,000. And if you don't give me $250,000, he has to make a t'nai kofel. It shouldn't be chal. So why don't you have to do that here? So over here, the chiddush in the darim is that Pivoli Veshavin says that it has to be that his wishes, the thought process behind the neder was met. Well, the Gemara dashes this from a pasuk, ha'odom b'shvua. There's an extra word, ha'odom, in the parasha of shvua, that it's not enough that the person makes the neder or the shvua. It has to be also that his underlying thought process, the essence of a person is his thoughts. The odom, it's not just his mouth said it, but the odom behind it, the thought process, should also line up and be part of the neder process. That's the gzeis hakasuv. So, Moshul, anytime a person makes a neder al tnai, so Achreinim discussed, l'chare the tnai shouldn't be chal, not everything has tnai, Moshul, you can't, tal sugen, mesechus ksubis, mesechus ivomis, that you can't, let's say, be choylitz al tnai, you can't make yibum al tnai. A neder l'chare also is not something you can make al tnai. So, what Reb Chaim says, kiyadur, Reb Achber brings, is that Reb Chaim said the tnai by a neder is not mitzad mishpate at noim. The pshat is, if that's not what the person wants, then it won't be chal. There's no ha'odom b'shvua. That's the din v'shteto. That's nidrei anosim. Mishneh Dalad, the Mishneh goes weiter with the same idea. Noidrei l'harogin u'l'charomim. Person is set upon by kidnappers, by murderers. Charomim are gazlon that don't kill. Harogim are people that would kill you if you don't give them your money. Moichsim are tax collectors from the government. They'll throw him to jail or they'll confiscate all the person's property. So, Lamashal, let's say they come and they say your money or your life. But they're only going to take his money. They're victimizing him. And he has a way, if he makes a neder, he makes a shvua, he could affirm that the house that he's in, the money that's in the safe over there, it's not his money. And for whatever reason, the government is victimizing him. They're not going to come after somebody else's money. They're only going to come after him. He makes a neder. He asks himself, whatever, b'chano, if the money that's in the vault over there is not so-and-so, who works for the government? So the moichsim from the government, they're not going to plunder that money. So there, the halach says, he made a neder. It should be chal. And it's not true what he said. So the neder should be chal. Now, we understand that he didn't really mean the neder. He only meant to make the neder in order to get rid of them, to save, to be matzah mamonim. So Chazal over here, not only is it not chal because he never wanted the neder, noidrin means he's allowed to do it. Remember we spoke out in the psicha, to Mishnah Aleph, that the nidorim, that a person doesn't have pivoli b'shoven, there's a din d'abonim, you're not allowed to make them in the first place. It's taka wrong to make a neder, not to be mezalzel. But over here, Chazal allowed him to make it in order to save himself. So one of the fanim, the Mishnah says, of being noider in order to save oneself, is when he tells ganovim, that the food that's in the house over here is truma. Soldiers come, and they want to plunder. They want to eat everything he has in his house. He wants to save the food. So they're willing to extort money, but they don't eat truma. That's misa b'dei shemayim if they're Yisraelim. So Mamela, what he tells them is that the food, he makes a neder to back it up. He's under oath that the food that's in the house is truma. He's allowed to do that. Alpha b'shein truma, it's not chal, and he's allowed to do it. Shein shel beis hamelech, he says it belongs to a government official. Alpha b'shein shel beis hamelech. The Gemara is ma'isim over here at Prat. We're talking about, let's picture the case. A fellow's in his house, and soldiers break into the house. And they say, we're going to confiscate everything you have in your garage. All the cans, all the food, everything you have. He's stocked for a hurricane. He has a lot of food in the garage. They're going to take everything from him. He's noida that everything that's there in the garage is all truma. He's noida in order to convince them. They force him to be noida. So the Gemara says the neder doesn't stand become bottle, even though it's certainly he certainly doesn't want to ask up the food beneder. He has to have in mind that the neder kilu, he's asking the food only for 1 second, and with that in his mind, he's consciously being mevatel the neder. It's not stam that he's making the neder, and we know he doesn't really want it, therefore it becomes bottle. He makes the neder, and he consciously thinks out a thought which will be mevatel the neder. That's the way he has to do it. And the reason why by Nidre Zuzin or by Nidre Havai, you don't have to consciously have that. You have a guy who wants to convince somebody. He's telling a tall tale. He's telling somebody they saw a snake 30 feet long when he was walking down the street. So he says, if I didn't, I'm asking my food by now. He doesn't have to think out to himself, no, I'm asking the food by now for 1 second. It's not really chal. It's not chal. What's the difference? The difference is that over there, the words themselves are shtusim. Nidre Havai, Nidre Zuzim, that's the way customers and storekeepers talk to each other. So that's the way bargaining goes in the shuk. This is the way people talk when they're sitting around and they're bored, that they tell tall tales and they make up things and they insist on it even at the price of making a neder. So now the words themselves are shtusim. Here, the words themselves are not shtusim. He's making a neder. If the food in his house is not truma, then he's asking it by no. Novos, we know that under the circumstances, he certainly didn't mean to make a neder. So then he has to speak it out. He doesn't have to speak it out, but he has to think it out, behedian, of oifin borer, that he doesn't really mean to make the neder. Comes along the mission as Maisav Eknetsh. Beshamei oimim bakol noidrin, when a person is faced with this type of harogin, charom in moichsin, he's allowed to say whatever he wants, and it's not bibli b'shom, it's not kal. He's allowed to do that, taka. Chutz mi b'shvua. Shvua is not allowed. Shvua is more chomur. Teres says in Ases HaDibis, in Pashas Yisrael, ki lo yinake Hashem es Hashem Yisrael Shmoy Lashov. So about that he's not allowed to do. You're not allowed to be mezalzal in the shvua even at the price of saving your property. But it's still loyim after shvua. It's not a shvua. It's meaningless. B'shamay oimrim lo yiftach loy b'neder. B'shamay as a knedj. That he's allowed to say to the anosim, moichsim, harogin, that the food in his house is truma. He's not allowed to offer to convince them with a neder. If they force him to make a neder, he's allowed to take them up on their offer. Basil says he's allowed to even offer. It's meaningless. It's really Basil, Bisham, and Basil is the same. The same way by a shvua, by shami holds you have to be machmir because you did make a neder, just the neder is bottle. Similar, shvua is more chomer. Basil says it's not a shvua, it's nothing. So l'chayr, Basil is saying after yiftach lo, you're allowed to offer it of your own free will because you're not saying anything. If it's not bivli b'shav, it's a gonish gezocht. Another point, by shami oimrim b'mashu mediroi, they force him even when they are threatening him, and because of that he has to make the neder. They tell him to make a neder. He's allowed to make a neder. They tell him, asur up to your house, bahano, if it's not true what you're saying, that the food is true. He's allowed to say, okay, ask in my house. But don't stick in your car with your bicycle, with your seat and shul. You know, you can't go beyond them because you're saying something which is a lashon of a neder. It's a joke. They say to him one thing, he could add on. Kate said, omru lo yamor koinim ishti nenesli. They said, ask up your wife, Bahano, if what you're saying is not true. He adds in Ishti Ubonai. He makes it more convincing because he wants them off his back. If if the anos is only vir, is only visible, biyachas leishtoi, so then the bonov blibes a neder without an oinus. Because the whole thing is one statement under duress. It's nothing. It's not chal. It's not pivoli b'sham. Therefore, you're allowed to do it. And therefore, you're allowed to say more. You're allowed to say differently. It doesn't make a difference. The whole thing is narishkeit.